So for this tournament, what are your aims?
First of all, I would love to get into the starting 11.
Oh, so you're not guaranteed a spot?
No one is, I think, except the captain.
Right.
So.
That's Darren Sammy is your captain?
Yes, Sammy is my captain. Right, okay. I would love, that's the first goal.
Okay.
To actually get into the playing team.
Who do you think your competition is? Meaning, who is the person that would probably have to be injured or, not available?
At this moment, I can't see that. I don't know.
But don't you all line yourself? I asked another question to this. Don't you all line up and say what's what and stack yourself up against the player and say, okay, well, I have more centuries or, I don't know, whatever it is?
I don't know about other cricketers, but I don't really do that. I know once I do what I'm supposed to be doing,
right,
things will fall into place and I would be playing.
Okay, that's the destiny that you spoke about earlier. So do you have a strong religious or spiritual background?
I'm not much of a religious person per se.
So tell me where this idea of destiny has come from.
It's actually from my father.
Okay.
I remember him telling me that if something is for you,
right,
no matter what people do,
right,
once you work towards it, it must happen.
So how has that helped you and in your approach to your playing career?
Well, it has helped a lot. I mean, in the earlier stages, there were a couple setbacks. I thought I should have been playing at least one day cricket for the Windwards.
Right.
And I wasn't playing.
Yes. And I saw an interview where you said you had expected to
play
earlier.
Yeah. But I didn't get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking about it and helped me to work harder.
Okay.
And knowing that if I kept on working harder, eventually that my turn would come.
Okay.
And I wanted to be ready for when that time was.
Right. So how would you describe your work ethic? We hear of players like Shivnarine and Chanderpaul, who is in front of the bowling machine, practices religiously, which is why he can stay at the crease for so long. What's your work ethic like?
To be honest, I think it can be better.
Okay.
Honestly.
In what way?
I tend to work hard, but in the setting that especially where I live, it's kinda rough. There's not much you can do.
Okay.
In terms of the facilities aren't really there.
Right.
So you can't really structure sessions properly.
Okay.
It's kinda rough.
Well, you're talking about the cricket kind of training.
Cricket.
What about things like physical training, fitness, that sort of thing?
Well, I tend to do my own thing. I've been into camps, West Indies camps and things. I know what I need to do.
Right.
So I tend to work with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have people that have been there helping me along.
Okay.
People like Dayton Butler and
right, yes,
these guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's always someone who is willing to help.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what time you call him.
Mm-hmm.
He's always there to give a helping hand. Okay. And with him around, I mean, if I'm doing it by myself, it actually takes a lot more mentally to get the stuff done. But with somebody like him around, it's a lot easier.
So you call on him often? You call on him often?
Often enough.
Right. Okay. Alright, non-cricketing things. When you're not playing cricket, what can we find you doing?
I love to fish.
Fish?
Yeah.
Okay, love so fishing. You can
swim? Save myself, yeah. But where I'm from is not like a sitting. Love to go in the river.
Oh, so you catch crayfish and so on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what do you do in terms of work or school or?
Well, I finish college. At this point, I don't work.
What did you study?
History at college.
History.
Yeah.
Okay, that's history in Cape or an associate's degree in history?
In Cape.
Okay, why history?
It is like I'm at ever since I did history in secondary school, it sort of interests me to know my background.
Mm-hmm.
What happened,
okay.
Why it happened,
okay.
And what is the reasoning for things that has been done today.
Right.
So
okay.
Tend to wanna know why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cause for this?
Okay. Does that apply to the history of West Indies cricket as well?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so if I were to ask you things from the start,
I probably would be.
Right, okay, alright, so what's your fallback plan if the West Indies final 11 fixture stable in the team doesn't work out?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. But at this moment, I was thinking about going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
But at this very moment,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting my every effort into cricket.
Right.
Hoping that it works. If not,
hoping.
Yeah. If not, back to school.
Right, okay. And I suppose you're young, so you have time to
yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Anything else you want to say to it? Because this reaches 20,000 people. What would you like to tell the cricketing public about you?
I think I've said enough.
You think you've said
yeah,
enough?
Yeah,
right.
Said a lot.
Right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And thanks for the, you know, going around and coming around. And